Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. We're glad to have you with us this morning. As always, we just appreciate you carving out a little time to see what God wants to maybe share with you today. Our person sharing today is Larry Kreider, former president, CEO, co-founder, something of The Gathering many years ago, and just a great brother. He's also on the advisory board with The Edge, and we're just grateful for Larry and the wisdom he brings and that he's brought into my life for, gosh, 40 years, Larry. So with that, just take it away, brother.
You bet. Good to be with you, Kevin, and the rest of you. So are you ready for some good news this morning? I mean, it seems like this crazy world that we're living in, there's not a whole lot of good news. And so I think I'm going to be able to share something with you that should be very encouraging. The question I have is, where in the world do you think is the fastest growth of new believers? You know, what countries? So, you know, you might think about that and say, well, maybe it's China, maybe it's Africa, Korea. But, and by the way, you really don't know exactly because you don't have exact statistics. But you were talking about a movie earlier, and I saw one this week. It was a YouTube movie called Sheep Among Wolves. And they say the fastest growing new believers in the world are in Iran. And so this is produced by James Forlines and Jerry Truesdale of Final Command Ministries. And so they take you through, and by the way, this movie is almost 2 hours long, but it is really well done. And I couldn't stop watching. I watched it to the very end. But they're talking about discipleship making ministries. In fact, they're a part of a discipleship network. It was called DMM, Discipleship Making Movements, or Disciple Making Movements. And they say that in Iran, the number one group, the largest group that are coming to Christ and expanding through discipleship are young girls and women. And I found that to be somewhat interesting. And they said, well, you know, you take a look at, first of all, you know, women in the Muslim world, they're about a third or fourth class citizen. And a lot of them are drug addicts, prostitutes. Some are suicidal. In fact, they have one scene in the movie where there is one girl who she's so despairing that she tries to hang herself and she can't do it because Jesus won't let her. And there you can watch to see what's happening there. So how do these work? I mean, they're spreading these all over the world. And it's really basically very simple. First of all, they start off by prayer and fasting to determine where does God want them to go next. And so then after that, they go in, they will meet with two or three people. And it doesn't have to be a large group, but maybe even four. And they'll just start meeting together. And what they're going to do is they say, you commit that we're going to read the scriptures. Then we're going to ask, what does it mean? And then you commit that whatever you learn, you will obey. And you can't be in the discipleship group unless you commit to obey. And so as a result of that, these things have expanded. After they've gone along for a while, maybe several months, they'll say, well, we're going to take two or three of these people and we're going to ask for their friends to join them. And we're going to start the process all over again. And I was kind of thinking as I was watching the movie about this passage in 1 Corinthians 1:26. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, but many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. In the Arab world, he chose the women to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may be able to boast before him. It is amazing. You know, we think that God's going to use the brightest and the best looking and all the rest, but he, you know, in effect, if he's going to change the world, he's going to do it through these kind of people. And if you watch the movie, make sure you go to the very end because there's a real surprise at the end. They go into and with footage to show the preparation that Iran is making for kind of the final war with Israel, the final war throughout the Middle East. And these disciples that are coming out of Iran, and by the way, they say that the mosques are basically empty over there. They're so despairing of anything that Islam has brought them that they won't even attend. They say they want to be able and available to when the war happens, whenever it happens, that who's ever left, they can move in and they can begin to minister to those, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Lebanon. And so I just found this to be just a great inspiration, and I would recommend that to you. So Sheep Among Wolves on YouTube. Take a look.
Well, thank you, Larry. What a great challenge. And obey. They're obeying in Iran. We certainly should be able to obey in America, at least right now, right?
Yep.
Hey, a couple things coming up. The